Innisfail, a citizen's pitch to council to install solar lighting in the Upper Centennial Off-Leash Dog Park has triggered the town of Innisfail to scope out more details in a recently updated trails master plan that identified the issue last fall. We will scope it out. Here's an approximate cost budget to undertake a lighting project at the dog park, and we just need council feedback and determine if this is a priority you'd consider, said Todd Becker, chief administrative officer for the town of Innisfail. Becker made his comments at council's agenda and priorities meeting on April 15 during a presentation by longtime Innisfailian Gerald Gillespie, who said proper lighting at the park has long been an issue. Gillespie said there are concerns about safety, security, and limited use through winter. There are some people that don't come because it's dark. It's creepy up there when it's dark, she told the Alberton after her presentation. I go up there most evenings by my own because my partner is working or he's doing other things. Earlier, she told council of a story she learned of another dog owner encountering someone who was sleeping in a tent. One lady was there one evening and came around the northeast end, and there was a fellow in a tent parked there, said Gillespie. She wasn't happy. She left and never come back. Gillespie said she researched other towns in the region and was told by two people in Eckville that lighting in their dog park has been a game changer. Eckville is self-contained. It consists of the pole, charging station, solar panel, and the lights. They felt safer, and the lights had cut down on some of the local crime happening in that area, said Gillespie. Council was told Gillespie also went to Elemental Energy in Innisfail and Cap Solar in Olds for technical advice on lighting at the dog park. For Innisfail, she told council she would like to see a solar light program that would be available from sunset to sunrise, with 6 LED marker lights and 16-foot poles on 3 acres of the park, with 2 small LED lights installed along its perimeter. She said the park would only have to be closed 2 to 3 days for installation. I think solar is the way to go. It's green, a healthy environment, said Gillespie. Stephen Kennedy, director of operational services for the town of Innisfail, told council that an update in the town's trail master plan last November had identified the dog park's lighting and parking as a 0 to 3 year priority. We can definitely look at some more pricing and come back to council with more information, Kennedy told council. Mayor Gene Barkley told Gillespie that council has already received a request for more parking up on the hill near the Innisfail Cemetery for easier access to the dog park. She added administration and council are dealing with a number of budget issues. It's just money, right? There's a list of things that we don't have in the budget right now, said Barkley. I think it would be a matter of what is the cost and how does it fit in a budget, because we don't have any contingency in the budget. Becker said administration could gather some preliminary cost estimates for improved lighting at the dog park and bring it back to council. What I expect from Director Kennedy on what he would be bringing back are those components of the trail's master plan outlining what those priorities are, said Becker. We'll do a light touch to determine if you, council, wish to go deeper into scoping out a project.